Hi everyone, Dr. Clark here. Today I'm going to be starting a new series called Why Do You Still Have Thyroid Symptoms When Your Thyroid Numbers Are Normal? Well, that is a very interesting topic that we just talked about because there are millions of women walking around right now, and men, that have low thyroid symptoms. Now, the number one cause of low thyroid in America is an autoimmune attack, but I'm not even going to talk about that. That's called Hashimoto's. I'm going to talk about one of the published patterns in the research for why you still have thyroid symptoms. And that pattern is due to a deficiency in serotonin. What do you say? Serotonin has something to do with thyroid function? Yes, it does. And it's pretty complex, but I want to give you the players. There's a place in your brain called the hypothalamus. There's something in there called your periventricular nucleus. I'm really giving this, so any of you technical people that are watching this, you can go look it up and realize I'm not fabricating it on the spot. This is real science, and it's really applicable, and it's real meaningful and useful for you women and men that are still suffering with thyroid symptoms, even though your thyroid labs look normal, and you're taking thyroid hormones, but you still feel crappy. So this hypothalamic periventricular nucleus is acted upon by serotonin in the central nervous system. And what it will do is make you have low thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, I'm really not going to go into the pathways more than that. And the reason I'm telling you that is I would be gobsmacked, as they say, across the pond if any of your doctors you've ever seen for your thyroid condition have ever known about this or knew what to test about it. See, taking thyroid hormones for this problem, this serotonin problem, not going to do anything for you. Not going to do anything for your thyroid symptoms. The lab ranges for your labs will be normal, okay? And pretty soon you're going to get labeled crazy, right, or depressed. And maybe you need to just go ahead and take an antidepressant. And the thing is, when you take the antidepressant, you might actually feel better, but not because you were depressed, because it does, some of those antidepressants have effects on serotonin. Now, the big thing, lifestyle, that causes serotonin problems, you know, the most common thing are blood sugar. Because blood sugar regulation is the thing that determines whether you're going to make serotonin in your brain or not. So that means you need to have regular, steady glucose, not up and down glucose. You don't need to be hypoglycemic. You don't need to be insulin resistant. When your blood sugar is up and down like this, you can't make neurotransmitters like serotonin efficiently, which means you then can also impact your thyroid gland. So even though you have a blood sugar problem, okay, the end result is for some people, because that's how it's expressed, they have a thyroid problem. They have thyroid symptoms, even though their labs are normal. The best way that you handle that problem, by the way, is don't have a blood sugar problem. Don't skip meals. Don't eat crap. That's a pretty simple solution. I'm making it sound simple. Obviously, it can be more complex than that. In fact, I think that's probably where I'll stop today, because I realize that this is maybe new information. You're kind of wondering, gosh, I've never heard about serotonin and the thyroid gland before. But this is real. I mean, this is published in the scientific literature, and I'm being kind of harping on that lately, the whole idea about evidence-based medicine. Evidence-based medicine, by the way, is really prejudice-based medicine, because if your evidence isn't our evidence, then we don't believe you. Well, they can believe this because it comes straight out of basic science research, which is serotonin. Low central nervous system serotonin can impact low thyroid function. So that's pattern one, and one reason why you can still be having thyroid symptoms even though your labs look normal. And with this information, perhaps you can get plucked out of the wilderness that is thyroid hormone disorders, because my goodness, they are mismanaged and misunderstood.